So let's summarize. There are three different ways you can view the ARI data. First is the static spatial grids that are accessed either via the Scan FFmpeg menu or using the product browser. Use these grids to familiarize yourself with potential discontinuities and hotspots across your domain. But they will not be as useful during warning operations due to being too time-consuming. Next, there is the FFmpeg basin table, where you can add ARI columns to the table and display in D2D. This is an easy way to compare against QPE for multiple basins, and you can easily visualize those comparisons with the D2D display. Finally, the FFmpeg basin trend graph provides the fastest and easiest way to manipulate the ARI data over multiple durations in one place. We have provided job sheets on the VLab with details for ingesting the dataset, as well as how to view the data in different ways.